This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, McDonald's will announce profits on Monday. This after the fast food company reported last October that sales in the U.S. rose for the first time in 2 years. Part of the success is apparently the all-day breakfast and customized hamburgers. Andy Euler reports.
Let's be clear. Struggling sales over the last few years weren't going to bankrupt McDonald's. Maybe that was part of the problem.
I think this company was snoozing a little bit over the last, 5 or 6 years.
Kevin Burke is managing director at Trinity Capital.
As Gen X, Y, and Z have decisively moved to different brands, they've been kind of slow to adopt the things that they want.
Things like hipper marketing, no more Ronald McDonald. But what about the menu? Alex Suskin teaches food and beverage management at Cornell University. He says that doesn't mean broccoli.
Do you want broccoli? You can have broccoli at home. They just needed to get back to the basics.
Basics like burgers and fries and now breakfast all day. That move angered some franchisees. Nicole Miller-Reagan covers restaurants at Piper Jaffray. She thinks even that move was strategic.
That's what Easterbrook's done. Easterbrook, the current CEO, has done a great job of getting back, kind of a healthy tension in the relationship between corporate and the franchisees.
A healthy tension, investors hope, will bring more sales to the Golden Arches. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.